and the wicked be shaken out of it. It is changed like clay under the seal, rolled on an axis is what that means. Have you ever entered in verse 16 into the springs of the sea? Have you ever walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you understood the expanse of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place? Verse 22, have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Have you seen the storehouses of the hail? And he goes on like this. Where does the ice come from? Where does the lightning come from? Where does the thunderbolt come from? Where do glaciers come from? Verse 30, water becomes hard like stone, and the surface of the deep is imprisoned. And what about the constellations? Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? Can you hold a constellation together or break one up? Can you lead a constellation in its season as it moves across the sky and guide the bear with her satellites? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens or fix their rule over the earth? Can you lift your voice to the clouds so that an abundance of water may cover you? Can you send forth lightning? I mean, this is just humiliating. Humiliating. Can you hunt the prey for the lion? Verse 39, can you satisfy the appetite of the young lion? It just keeps going like this. It goes like this through chapter 39. And eventually, Job gets the point. And he realizes this is ridiculous. In chapter 40, in verse 3, Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I am insignificant. What can I reply to thee? I lay my hand on my mouth." Smart guy. You weren't there and nobody else was there. Only God was there. And he told us how he did it, and you can either believe it or you can reject it. If it's true, the Bible is true. If it's not true, the Bible is suspect. If you look at it the other way, if the Bible is true, then this is true. The issue, friends, is fidelity to the truth. This is theological. I'm very much aware of the interest in creation research. I'm very interested in science that is being done today by Christians who believe in creation. But I think there's a very large missing component, and that is the biblical theology of creation. They seem to always be trying to prove their point that evolution doesn't exist by using some scientific